representing 61.6%.
The Australian people have spoken in their millions, and they have voted overwhelmingly yes. They voted yes for fairness. They voted yes for commitment. They voted yes for love.
I think it's a victory of love over hate and a testament to unity over disunity.
Thank you, Australia. Thank you for standing up for fairness. Thank you for standing up for equality. Thank you for standing up for gay and lesbian Australians, the LGBTIQ community everywhere. Thank you for standing up for our families.
The last voice there was that of Senator Penny Wong, the first openly gay woman in federal parliament and one of the more than 7 million who will be celebrating today's same-sex marriage vote result in Australia. 61.6% of Australians voted yes, with the vote garnering a huge turnout of nearly 80% of eligible voters. David Goodwin is a spokesman for the Coalition for Marriage, part of the No Vote campaign, and David is with me. David, good evening to you.
Good evening, how are you?
Very well, how are you? What's your reaction to the result?
Oh, look, 60-40, we've taken our medicine. The fact of the matter is, the Australian people have spoken. It was a good debate. Everybody would get on with it and hopefully both sides could be respectful going forward. It was a respectful debate. It was a hard debate. And actually the result sort of probably started out 70-30 and wound up 60-40. So I think there was a few key themes that emerged. In the end, Australians have clearly said, look, you don't really care, fine, do what you want. But it does still come with a few big shadows and caveats. People in Australia still want, they still want to be able to have free speech around their own personal views. So, some millions of Australians obviously still voted no. They want the right to say no, just as those who said yes before such a vote had the right to say yes. In some respects, everybody just hopes it'll be business as usual, and those who want to celebrate, celebrate. And the others will just have to go and eat humble pie for a while.
Right, well, the sun's still going to come up tomorrow morning, isn't it? But the Turnbull government...
in Australia it will.
Yeah. Wants to change the law by Christmas. What do you make of that, and what considerations will the No campaign be seeking?
Look, everybody... I think the final vote, when you started having a look at what did Australia say, half of the people just wanted to just vote on it and get it out of there. It's actually not one of the huge priority issues for Australians. If you test what do they see as the most important issues, it really doesn't ever rank in the top 10. That being said, everyone does want it off the table. So I think, moving it swiftly but not rushing is the approach. And obviously they need to make sure that any final piece of legislation does have some sensible protections in for, some of the traditional churches and the rest that have will absolutely maintain a position of marriages between a man and a woman. So it probably needs to be respectful and reflective of those things and also include some, rights for parents with, the way they want to bring their children up and their teachings on these matters. So if that can be achieved as quickly as it can be achieved, yes, that's good. But at this point, it is a big change and the position is clear, but the final stage does not need to be rushed.
Right, but we're talking about before Christmas. Do you believe that the law can be made before Christmas and take into those considerations you're talking about, religious freedoms, I think?
Look, I don't know that it can be. And the reason I say that is Australia, if you've observed across the ditch, we've got a fair bit of parliamentary turmoil on here. So, we've got a couple of members of parliament now are facing by-elections. The government under Turnbull lost a lot of seats in the last election and had a one-seat majority. So, with two MPs having resigned from parliament and recontesting their seats, that's a slim position. All the protections need to be thoroughly aired in the party room, and that will take time. And as I say, it's in the context of some much bigger, broader issues going on with the constitutionality of the parliament itself right at the moment over here. So, look, they'll do it as quick as they can. I think that'll be a little ambitious. I think the risk for Malcolm Turnbull, the Prime Minister, is if he does rush it, he may, in fact, alienate what is a large part of his own base. So when you say 40% of Australians voted no, a large part of those are actually typically voters for the Prime Minister. So it'll make it rocky roads ahead for him.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. That is David Goodwin, spokesman for Coalition for Marriage in Australia.